everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord our God and King. He loves us so much. Listen to Him. Listen to what He has to say. Because God is good, folks. He loves us. He cares about every part of our lives. And He wants you to know Him. And I got a personal investment too. I want to see people love God. I know what God's going to do. If you seek the Lord with all your heart and soul and mind and might, I know what God's going to do. God can cause you to see things you never saw before. In fact, every person, hear me good, every person that seeks the Lord can give them revelation knowledge that nobody else will see. And He can introduce thoughts through you that He can't introduce through others. In other words, everybody is very important to God. And He wants the people to know Him. And I want people to understand Him. See, when people have an understanding, a friend of mine said, one thing you got to have is an understanding. Ain't nothing like a good understanding. When God gives you revelation knowledge, when He revealed things to you, you know it for yourself. Now, I can show you so many examples all throughout the Bible of what God did in this man's life or in this woman's life. Or in this group of people's lives, or this tribe's life, and how he helped them overcome, and how He helped them win, and the love of God towards people. I can show you that all day long. But when you seek the Lord, and He do great things in your life, nobody's gonna know it like you do. When you see God move in your own life, and there's no lie the devil can tell you that can blind you again. When you know what God did in your life for yourself. See, that's what I desire for people. I know God is alive and He will back up His word. So I try to get people, I preach and teach the word of God in full hopes that every listener will trust God. One scripture said, taste and see that the Lord is good. If you taste and see, He's going to show up and show out. If you're sick, God wants to heal you. He don't want you to be sick. He wants to heal your body. If you're in pain, God wants to heal your body. Don't doubt His love for you. The Lord put great men, he gave us countermeasures, see. He gave us countermeasures. You see, He knew that the enemy would attack your body. He knew that things would go wrong in this world. Because you happen to be born in a fallen world. You were born in a world where there is sin here. And this is the only place I know of. In the whole heaven, in the universe, where we choose God out of darkness because we were born in darkness. And the Lord made a way out. Jesus is the only way out of this dark realm safely. See, Jesus did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. He died in our place. Not just the Old Testament saints. He died from everybody from Adam to the last man born. Jesus died for us. Even the children that's not born yet. If you have children and you ask the Lord to save you, your children are still born in a dark world, in a sinful world. If you get two people, Christian people, and they have children, their children are sinners because they were born here. And they got to believe on Jesus Christ also. So when you teach children the things of God, then their spirit is already lit because they don't understand sin. So when you teach them the word of God and they embrace it, their chances of making it out of this world alive are so much higher. Anybody can choose the devil's route if that's what they want to do. And everybody's under the same kind of attack. And anybody who believe on Jesus and break through and go to heaven, they broke through the dark veil. Sin is a darkness. Don't be afraid of it. It's a lie. But if you enter into it and you like it, things are going to look different. You won't be able to get out of it. You won't be able to see your way out of it. You won't be able to rationalize your way out of it. It will cause you to doubt what's right. But when you believe on Jesus Christ, when you receive His love, you'll see the sin for what it is. And I hate when preachers or Christians, not just preachers, I'm tired of people picking on preachers all the time. Sometimes people want what's wrong. And I want to share something right now. God loves you no matter what condition you're in, whether you love Him or not. He loves everybody. That's how God is. He's good that way. So you can't go by the good things that happen to you to say, well, I'm all right with God. Are you all right with God? I'm not doubting you. But this is, if you believe on Jesus Christ and you live according to His love, that's the only way we can fulfill the law and not break it. You washed in the blood and you live according to the living love of God. The word of God is the knowledge of God's great love for us. And you partake of it. I talked last week about being born of God. Being born of God is much greater than being born again. See, being born again, that's the entry level. You enter into life. But when you're born of God, you embrace that life as a way of life. You abide in Jesus. You learn all you can and live it. As you learn, you grow from glory to glory. You're always abounding in the things of God. You're steadfast and unmovable. That's being born of God. You're doing something against ignorance. You're doing something against lack of knowledge. You're doing something against lust and greed and pride. You're driving that junk out of your life. Everything of the devil, you drive it out. And everything of God, you receive it in. That's how you become born of God. What happens is, your appetite of God towards God will increase. And the things of God will mean something to you. Your desire for what's right will increase. And the things of darkness will decrease. It'll become a vexation to you. You'll hate it. Now, I believe in using your faith. Faith is a definer. If something's wrong, it can be corrected by your faith. If you're sick, you can claim the healing that God provided to you through Christ. He said in Isaiah 53:5, by Jesus' stripes you're healed. In 1 Peter 5, it says, or 4, 1 Peter, I think it's 4 or 5, he said, by His stripes we were healed. He's looking back at the cross. Same scripture. So Isaiah wrote about it looking toward the cross. Peter wrote about it looking back at the cross, because we were born after the cross. So when you take on the nature of Jesus through His word and through the preaching of godly men and women, the nature of God is forming in you. You're becoming born of God. And we covered last week, St. John 3:9, whosoever is born of God, they can't sin. What? Preacher, I never heard it. Well, let me read it again. St. John 3:9, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. He doeth not, because he can control it. For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. Christ is formed in him. And there are other scriptures to give it more clarity. It's a shame preachers hadn't seen this. They, now they say that we want sin as a way of life. Yes, they. No, he's saying whosoever. This is. There's no italicized words here, and you can't play with the language, with the Hebrew and Greek translations. This is clear as a bell. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God, and he don't want to because the love of God's in him. See, if the love of God is fulfilled in you, or if you're full of the love of God, you just can't go out and rob a bank or try to take your neighbor's wife. You just can't do it. You don't want to. Then it says this, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And that's how we fulfill the law. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. This year, it's on audio page 7. Audio page 6 may come up. Just click on the link and go to 7, and this broadcast will be on there in real time. Now, verse 11 again. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew it and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's works were righteousness. Marvel not. Don't be so surprised, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. He that loveth not his brother, he lives in death. So when you're born in God, of God, you rise above things. Not in a self-righteous way. You were made righteous and you understand it. And you live for God by choice. But when God is real to you, nobody can tell you he's not real. When he saved your life and blessed your life and did miracles in your life, when people say dead things like God don't do that anymore, you know that they corrupt. You know that they don't know what they're talking about. Love them anyway, but you know you would love everybody, no matter how they are. I don't depend on people to act right to love them. And neither does God. But see, this is what's happening. This point I want to get over on this side. See, the broadcasts are longer than the radio time. We're about to run out of time. But it's longer than this. So click on the link and listen to the whole broadcast on the website. Sometimes you have a pastor that loves God from the inside out. All right? And he has backbone. He preached the word of God in season, out of season. He makes it plain. He loves teaching. He loves the things of God, and he loves people. Okay, so his message will be a refreshing to people that share the same type of heart. And then you got a compromising pastor that's looking at the people. He want to collect more people. He don't want to offend anybody. And he's afraid he's going to offend people. And he toned it down. All right, the people he toned it down for, they really don't want to know God. So they'll flock to him because he's just like they are. But then if there's anybody in that congregation that really loves God and want to know God, he's going to vex their spirit. And then the people that really don't want to know God go to the church where the man really loves God. They're going to leave because they really don't want to know God. Don't think God don't know what's happening, folks. He got a protocol for every situation. But I promise you this, if you really love God, he can work with you. And if you really don't love God, it's going to be known. And if you really don't want to know the real, the deep Lord personally, you're not going to know him personally. But if you really want to know him, You'll find a church home, and there are people out there that really love God. And when you go, you ain't gonna want to leave. When people really don't want to know God, it's going to come across. When you really don't want to know God, that's going to come across too. When you really want to know God, that's going to come across. When you really don't want to know God personally, it's going to. And people, the kind of people that you're attracted to are out there. Whatever it is. Whatever kind of sin they like or hate, they're out there. But people that really want to know God, there are people out there that you would love to be around. And they come in every race. Sometimes the pastors it could be a young man or an older man, and sometimes the women that minister and preach the word of God, they are out there and they love God, and you're going to be attracted to that, to hearing them minister. But people that lie and cheat and steal, there's an audience that would be attracted to that. But remember, the tares, my friend, are bound in bundles to be burned. Now watch this. They're bound in bundles. See, the people that, see, God put a, they can't fool God. If they're bound in bundles to be burned, they're going to attract what they love. But if you really love God, see, when the rapture happens, the people that really love God will be gone. And the reason for the rapture, the Lord told me plainly, he said, I'm not moving you out of the way of the devil. I'm moving you out of my way. Because when God get ready to do his judgment against the earth, he don't need his people here. So there are some turmoils that's going to come because of the wrath of man or the wrath of Satan. And see, we can stop that. The wrath of Satan and the wrath of man can be stopped by people who really love God. That's why the people who love power, they don't like you if you really love God. Did you know people are being paid to teach wrong? I'm going to say that again. Sometimes people just don't get it. People, preachers and Christians are being paid to teach wrong. To teach a gospel that won't work. How do they do that? They teach it. They alter it. Subtly. Because they really don't want to know God anyway. And they attract people that really don't want to know God anyway. And it vexes people that really do want to know God. This way, see, how did the Lord give it to? That's why many people that love God, their children, they may be out of the loop right now. They may be slick and deceitful. Remember something. Satan is trying to take anybody he can to hell. And he will entice them and show them things that's not right. And if they fall for it, they fall. That's what will happen. So you see, Jesus put it this way. He said, don't think I came to bring peace but a sword. Sometimes the people that's your enemy will be those of your own house. He wasn't kidding. He was telling the truth because he's Jesus. He know what time it is. I grew up and I've seen it with my own eyes over and over and over again. You had godly parents and children that were slick and deceitful. They act one way around their parents, one way around their brothers and sisters, another way around their friends. They get on drugs. They do all kind of stuff. And sometimes they come back to the Lord, and sometimes they make everybody miserable. Sometimes you have a husband that really loves God and a wife that really don't want to know him. Sometimes you got a wife that really loves God and the husband really don't want to know him. And then see, men will be corrupt, but they want a good wife because she won't cheat on me. And women do the same thing. They don't really want to know God. They'll rather cheat and gossip and backbite and party. until the world quits spinning. But see, God, he gonna take the wicked at their own craftiness. And the reason I'm doing this, because you don't have to go to hell. If you're on the devil's road, you lack knowledge, my friend. You lack knowledge. But if you can't appreciate life, he's gonna attract you. If you love what's true, what's honest, what's good, if you like to see others do well, you don't need to be on the devil's road. See, when people in heaven, they already understand this. They got a rude awakening when they went there. They know that everybody's not of God. Sometimes the children are slick and deceitful. They act a certain way. And they didn't expect it, because when they were on this side, everything looks a certain way. But in heaven, you see it for what it is. And also, when you walk in the light of God's word, you see things as you begin to see what they really are. And see, people tell on themselves all the time. Every time they say something, they reveal what's inside. Even in their countenance and the way that they walk, you can't hide what's in the heart. That's why people wear sunglasses in buildings. They know they're wrong. They know they're sad. They know something ain't right. And they don't want nobody to know, so they wear them doggone sunglasses. You have to trust the Lord your God and King. And you can come out of all darkness. But when you're in darkness, you don't see it for what it is. Some people are in darkness and they think that when the rapture comes, they're going to be raptured out. But at the same time, they know that they're in the stuff that they shouldn't be in. They watch pornography, or the drug culture, or they talk too much about people. They backbite. They're in strife with folks. And they find folks that want to be in strife with folks. And then they choose a pastor they really don't want to know God. Let me look at, no, see, I'm not just making this up. This has been a plague for a very long time. Now, Isaiah 30 might be able to clear this up for us all. Because I'm going to show you something that's in the heart of people that don't know the Lord. And they follow the ways of deceit. See, in the days of the Assyrian invasion, some of the Jewish people, Israelites, decided they were going to escape the wrath of God and go to Egypt, what they thought was a mightier army, and be protected there. Now watch what Isaiah told them. This is Isaiah 30 verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. The Lord said, woe to them. They think what they're doing is going to work. They're tricked. Verse 2 says, that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth. Now they're going to walk all the way to Egypt. They didn't ask God nothing. They didn't ask the Lord. They didn't ask in his mouth. To strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore, shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. They can't even tell they finna get messed up. For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be in help, nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beast of the south, into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and old lion, the viper and fire flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of the camels, to a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain, and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for a time to come, forever and ever. that this is a rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the Lord, the law of the Lord. Now watch this, which say to the seers, which are prophets, and to the prophets, prophesy not to us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. You see that? They asked the prophets, lie to me. Prophesy not unto us right things. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. People are being paid to do this. And they were carrying riches to Egypt, of all places, where they got delivered from centuries ago. And they're going to ask them to deliver them instead of God. This is how hard a person's heart can be. See, when people really don't want to know God, they're going to find a way to not know God. No matter what you do, you cannot help. The Lord told me to lay of the sea in church, there's nothing you can do about it. I'm preaching this for the living because I can't help the Laodicean church. The Laodicean church are tares. They are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. They have possessions, but there's no spiritual wealth on their life. They are wretched. They can't be fruitful. They're miserable. They can't multiply. They're poor. They don't see it. They don't have anything. There's no spiritual wealth on their life because they do dead works. They're blind. They can't see their condition. And they're naked. They have no covenant with God. They left off following Jesus a long time ago. And they won't repent. I said, Lord, what's going on with the Laodicean church? He said, they won't budge. And one morning he woke me up. He said, there's nothing you can do to help them. They won't listen. They're like the sons of Eli. They won't repent. They are reprobate. And they are tares, the devil's folk. They really don't want to know God. And they find preachers that really don't want to know God together. And they vex the heart of God's people who love him. The only problem is they're known for being Christians. Now, all Christians are not that way. But this is something, this is a darkness that happened over time. And I'm just exposing it for what it is. Verse 10, Isaiah 30, verse 10, sums it up. Which say to the seer, see not. Don't listen to the men of God that can see what the will of God. See not. Then they say to the prophets, prophesy not to us right things. Prophesy smooth things. Then they said this. Now let's just take the cake. Prophesy deceits. And the Lord told me a few weeks ago, people are being, I said, why don't people preach right, Lord? They're being paid not to. By who? By people that really don't want to know God. Is it the government? Anybody that really don't want people to know God will pay folks to preach a certain way. But guess what? I'm going to close with this. A long time ago, way back in the 90s, the Lord gave me a comparison. He said, I have people that can't be controlled with fame. They can't be controlled with money. They love me. They love my people. They love my will. They love my word. They obey my word and they do what they do my will. And the reason he brought that up is because he have people that can be controlled with money and fame, and they love power over people. They love admiration and they really don't love the people of God. Think about these things. Live with your eyes.